Now, some of you are probably aware that there's a bit of a controversy surrounding the song that coincidentally shares the same title as tonight's message. It's caused some people to delete it from their playlist, but I suppose others to maybe put it on a loop. And there are some who have profited from it by posting some silly satire about the whole situation. You know, some people came to really enjoy that song when Skeletor sang it to Garret in Neptune's Daughter, for which they won an Oscar. Others when Dashnell sang it with Farrell in Elf. But there are others who kind of are puzzled by the song itself and kind of think it's the music equivalent to the movie, with Bruce Willis, Die Hard, and you kind of wonder, how did they even make it into the Christmas canon to begin with? Now, I don't want to start a new controversy. I'm just kind of convinced, in reality, that the words, baby, it's cold outside, were probably the first ones that echoed down heaven's hall as God revealed his salvation plan to all the angels. Gabriel had received his orders. Now, I do not think for a moment that he was concerned about visiting earth, going to men, and bringing a celestial greeting. Fear not, behold, good news. But God going to earth as a man to become a sacrificial offering, that was something different entirely. But he would go and inquire of Mary. And if she embraced the Lord's proposal, which she did, he would inform Joseph of what was going to happen. And if it risked his proposal, which it did, so be it. But before he went, I kind of think he might have gone to God and asked a simple question. I imagine it probably went something like this. A baby? You. The Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. He who has always been and ever shall be? A baby? You? The uncreated creator? The eternal spirit of divine nature? You, the only begotten, immortal one, is going to become a virgin's son and the adopted boy of a handyman? An infant? Really? A baby? It's cold outside, the Godhead replied. It's cold outside the garden where we banished them when they rebelled. We had no choice, for if they had reached out and taken from the tree of life, they would have lived forever. But apart from us, the unholy cannot dwell with the holy, the mortal with the immortal. So banish them we did. Oh, it's cold outside. It's cold outside were the words the child who was born would speak frequently when he became a man. After he learned to walk and talk, those things came in handy because he was an itinerant preacher who would often speak in parables. Jesus one time told the crowd that those who enter the marriage feast of the Lamb, donning the gown the groom gives them, wearing the robe of righteousness that he dresses them in, will enjoy eternal celebration. But the wedding crashers, those who bust in of their own accord, wearing their own attire, they will be cast outside, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. When he had grown in wisdom and favor and stature with God and others, he became known as the good teacher. And on one occasion, he would lecture the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the instructors of the law. The lesson they would learn is this, that those whom maybe society has marginalized, those whom perhaps the church has even ostracized, those of humble hearts and true faith, that he is not only truth, but way and life, they will enter paradise with the patriarchs. They will be found in the bosom of Abraham. But the hypocrites, those who are convinced that they have earned that place because of their activity, or they deserve that place because of their pedigree, they will be cast outside, where it's dark, it's cold outside. This baby, this little lamb, he will be known as the good shepherd. And he will proclaim that the sheep of his flock, those who know his voice and follow him, those who are convinced that he lays down his life for them, will come in and find pasture in the kingdom prepared for them from the foundation of the earth. The goats, on the other hand, those who might hearken to the voice of the hireling, but really generally prefer to go astray, like their own way, don't want to be tended by a shepherd, they will be cast outside in that place prepared for the evil one and his cohort. It's cold outside. And so he would come to dwell as a baby, found inside Mary's womb for 9 months, inside the form of a servant for 3 decades, found inside the human family, becoming one of us to free all of us from being outside. See, whether garden or kingdom, banquet hall or pasture stall, the analogy and testimony of Scripture is this, that being outside, in the cold, so to speak, is not really about a wintry circumstance. It's about divine absence. Being outside means being bereft of God's presence, separated from Him and His goodness. The lack of being with God, being outside where it's dark, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, the place prepared for the evil one and his cohort, outside where it is cold, to deliver us from such, to save us from such. God in his Son would be found inside a womb, inside a servant's form, inside one person with 2 natures, true God, perfect God, true man, perfect man, in one person evermore, eternal and ephemeral, holy and lowly. Deity is a baby because it's cold outside. And what I want you to truly grasp is the way that God approaches. Had God come as a mighty warrior, and he is one, none could oppose him. Had God come as eternal ruler, he is the only one. He could have. Had God come as eternal ruler, no one dare refuse him. But God comes as a baby. A baby. Think about it. A baby. A baby. Here's a baby. The most unassuming, non-threatening, disarming manner imaginable. A baby. God comes and he does not force himself upon us. God comes and he does not coerce us. God comes and he simply offers himself to us. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. This guy's getting a little heavy. Can you give me a hand, Ray? You mind? Yeah. We'll give him back to Mom and Dad after the sermon. You can have a seat. Now, I didn't prime Ray that was going to happen. But I want you to notice how Ray took little Luca. Notice what he did not do. He did not grab him by the toe of the onesie and hold him out. Or by the back of the bunsie and do this. Or, you know, both arms under the pits and hope someone else will save me. Right? What did he do? He took him in, held him close. That's how you receive a baby, right? A precious treasure. Something to hold tightly. You know, I'm convinced that when Jesus says we are to receive the kingdom of God like a little child, he's not talking about an innocent faith, humble, and simple trust. That is true. We're supposed to do all that, but that's not what he means in that passage. In that text, he means receive the kingdom like someone was giving you a baby. Even if you weren't prepared for it, what do? You don't hold it and keep it at arm's length. You draw close to yourself. You don't wait for someone to come and take it away. You're going to fight to get it. Our God does not force himself upon us. He does not coerce us. He offers himself to us freely. Oh, but he desires that we hold him fiercely, even as he promises to hold us and have us in his embrace and not let go of his own. God comes as a baby because it's cold outside. Outside of him, outside of his life, outside of his grace, outside of his kingdom, there is no serenity and there is no security. We learned that from the garden experience. There is no serenity out there where it's cold outside you. The sweat from your brow. There's no security out there outside. There's only thorns and thistles. But in his grace, in his mercy, in his life, in his son, we have company. And we have mercy. The company of the other banquet guests. The company of the patriarchs. The company of the rest of the flock. But most importantly, the company of the good shepherd. The good teacher. The itinerant preacher. The one eternal God become a baby for us, that he might bring us into himself and we might bring him into our arms and never let go. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our...